but it is time to get our celebrity fix with the great Ellie Weeks. G'day, Ellie.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Going good, Ellie. I just want to let you know that you probably know this, but the ACT is now the highest vaccinated territory/area in the world. So well done.
Yeah. Thank you. Yeah, yeah. We're doing the right thing. Yeah. Thank God.
It got voted the worst place to live, though.
Oh, yeah.
So you take the good with the bad.
I swear that wasn't my move.
No. No, it's a great place, Canberra.
So it's basically just play on down there, is it, Ellie? You can do as you please?
Well, not exactly. Not yet. It's half-half. Retail opens tomorrow, and I've been waiting for that for quite some time. So last week we had like the bars and the restaurants and all that open, gyms and whatnot. So this week now retail. So slowly, slowly we're coming back. It's all good now.
What's your go-to, Ellie? If you had to pick an item, what are you beelining towards?
Look, I do love a designer handbag, but they're few and far between in Canberra. You don't really have those sort of shops. I'm just dying to go to Zara. I just want to go have a look around Zara, really, because it's a giant store. So you can be in there for a good hour, kills a lot of time, and it's usually really good. You can always find something. If you can't find something in Zara, there's something, you're the issue, you know?
Is Zara Australian?
No, they're from Spain.
Ah, Española.
And they're all over the world. They're everywhere.
Yeah, right.
But there's one on every corner in Spain, and they're incredible there too.
So what's been happening in the world of Celebrity Fix, Ellie? Fletch keeps watching the replay of his horse that ran second today. What'd you make of it, by the way, Bron?
It was a great run first up.
Yeah.
But, I mean, that snit's on fire. It's a good horse.
Yes.
I think we got tipped for that a couple of weeks ago.
Yes.
What was the name of the horse again,
Fletch? It's Conrad. But, Conrad. Yeah, keep an eye on it. On him.
He's watched the replay about six times already, Ellie, anyway.
You've got to keep on. You've got to do your research, Ellie. Yeah. You'd know that, being a newsreader.
Well, it's kind of a place. Not too bad. Better than last, isn't it?
Yeah.
True. Well, speaking about names, we're talking about names of horses, but I understand there's been a big name change in the celebrity situation there, Ellie.
There has. Kanye West. We sort of, you know, got whispers of this a while ago that he was wanting to change his name to Ye, which is just Y-E, just Ye.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
It's official now. It's done. So no more first and last name, no more Kanye West. It's just Ye. That's his name. What do you think?
Well, I think this is uncanny because, as you say this, E.T., the show E.T., of just talking about that very fact. In fact, Ye. I don't know about that, Fletch. Nah. He's a bit off the charts, this bloke, isn't he?
So they're not – Kim Kardashian and him are no longer partners, are they?
They're no longer together, no.
No.
Okay. I don't know that the divorce has gone through yet, but they're definitely separated and the divorce is in the works. So, yeah, they're done. But I think they were seen together. She did Saturday Night Live a week ago. That was everywhere, and they were seen together after that. So I think they're very cordial. They're always together.
Hey, Ellie, do you know who Peter Hernandez is?
Peter Hernandez, no.
Peter Hernandez, he's played at the Super Bowl before.
Okay.
So Peter Hernandez is Bruno Mars.
What?
Yeah, that's his real name, Peter Hernandez. Yeah, so what happened was they put him into a bit of a stereotype, that Latin heartthrob, so they were hoping that he would be the next
Ricky Martin.
Enrique Iglesias.
Oh, okay.
Right, and he didn't want to play that type of music, right? So he loved Elvis growing up. He loved Michael Jackson growing up. So he thought the best way to get away from this is to get away from the Latin sort of Spanish surname being Peter Hernandez.
Yeah.
So he went, righto, what am I going to do? Well, his dad loved his wrestling. His dad actually loved his wrestling, and his favourite wrestler was Bruno somebody. And then he looked to the sky and he thought, Bruno Mars.
No.
Yeah.
Have you made that up?
No.
You could have easily made that up. And Ellie and I just believe that.
It's fact.
It really?
Yeah.
I believe But you know what I read today as well? Jason Sudeikis, his real name is Daniel. Daniel Jason Sudeikis. But he's obviously dropped the Daniel. But I can't look at him the same, because when I saw the picture of him and then I was reading that his name was Daniel, I thought, oh, he's really not a Daniel. He's really a Jason. But it really throws you.
Yeah, is he Ted Lasso?
He's Ted Lasso.
Yeah.
Yeah, Ted Lasso, yeah.
Oh, he's got the same birthday as me. Good on him. There you go. Small world. What else is happening, Ellie?
Well, a lot's happening in regional news, actually. As you guys know, I read a bit of regional news. And as a newsreader, you sort of see it all. You have your really meaningful stories. You could be reporting on, you know, bushfires to drought and then floods. And then sometimes you just have some really lighthearted, very funny stories. And one that we've been following over the past week or so is great. So Cowra, which is a town in the central west, the Shire has probably, I don't know, a population of maybe 12,000 people. So it's fairly small. And their community, like so many, has been, you know, hit hard by the pandemic, that seen very little tourism. So to bring the town back into the spotlight, they've started a campaign to get Chris Hemsworth to Cowra. So they're calling it Chris to Cowra, and it all started with a video online, and then since then it's grown a bit more. We've picked it up on the Prime 7 News, and then it's just done really well, and he's obviously seen it. And yesterday, our reporter revealed that Chris has agreed to visit Cowra, and he's actually coming to the town. He's going to put it back on the map. It's just once he's finished filming. He's shooting at the moment for, I think, a Netflix show, a movie in Eastern Europe. So once he's done with that and he's back in Australia next year, he said he's coming in hot to Cowra. Can you believe it?
Oh, well done. Good on him. Do you reckon that means people of Byron now will start moving to Cowra?
I know, maybe it'll be the new hotspot. But I just think, we were actually saying at work, when I read the story in the break, I thought, I reckon he will go. He just seems like that kind of a guy. I mean, it wouldn't be hard. He'd get a private jet, he'd fly in for the day, half a day, fly out, and they'd get some good publicity. And then, yeah, a week later, he's agreed to doing it. He just must be a really good guy, I think.
He's a great guy, and he's not bad on the eye either. Oh, my question to you, Ellie, all the Hemsworths, who's gold, silver, and bronze?
So Liam Gold.
Oh, Liam.
Yeah, I would, yeah. Okay. I mean, Chris, when he's Thor, it's a bit too much, you know, no one has that kind of a body. That would be a lot. And then, you know, I feel terrible. I don't even know the third brother's name. Isn't that bad? But then the third brother would be cool.
Yeah, it's Peter. It's Peter Hernandez Hemsworth.
Okay, here's another one. Here's another one, Ellie. While we're on the brothers, gold, silver, and bronze out of the Walters boys, Kevy, Kevin, or Kerrod. Who you got?
Impossible. I'm not doing any of that. No, I'm going to turn that around. You guys can answer that.
Oh, very, very good. Okay, let's get on to the shows, Ellie. What are we watching? What should we be watching? What have you found?
Oh, well, I've spoken about this before, but I'm really hooked on Succession because season 3 just came out a couple of days ago. So I'm trying to get up to date. I'm on season 2 now, and they're long episodes. So I'm trying to get up to date on that so I can start binging on season 3. I'm still watching Morning Wars because that's on Apple TV and it comes out like once a week. You want to get one episode a week. So it's like very old school, but it's quite good because you have something to look forward to, and that's really good. And then one that I watched actually on the weekend briefly, I don't know that I would recommend this, but Physical, it's with Rose Byrne, who's the Aussie actress who's, you know, made it huge in Hollywood. I love her, so I gave it a go, but I actually don't know that I'd recommend it. And I did recommend it to a friend and she watched 2 episodes and turned it off. So I probably shouldn't recommend it to you guys.
Hey, Ellie, just before you go, and we're writing all these down, I'm going to start Succession, Perfect Strangers. I'm starting that as well and many others. We've written them down.
Yeah.
We can share those with the listeners. But you mentioned the regions. So the regions, obviously, it's been put back. How did the locals take that, the fact that, you know, the metropolitan Sydney siders can't yet travel to the regions despite originally being promised on a certain date? How did they take that at the time, those out there in the regions?
Yeah, I think overall it was pretty much 50-50 with mixed reactions. You've got 50% of people that really do not want metropolitan Sydney siders coming to visit because, I don't know, they must think everyone has it and is going to bring it into the town. And they're small towns and, you know, the hospitals may not be able to cope and whatnot, and that's their issues. And then obviously you've got the tourist side of things, and tourism needs to boom. They've had nothing now for so long. You know, some of them are getting close to 2 years with very little tourism. So I think the business side of things, they were not happy about it. But everyone sort of agreed that there was a date. So come November 1st, it is a bit of a free-for-all. You can come and go as you please. So I think the fact that there was still a date given, it was pushed back, but there was a date given. So I think there's a bit of hope. And now people can start booking. And I guess we all just hope now that those dates don't change again.
Oh, absolutely. Well, Ellie, we're done. We're done for the day. We appreciate you once again for our celebrity fix, Ellie.
Thanks, guys. Have a great night.